I'm going with Cinderella's Castle.
I'm not taking a mountain that gets canceled.
Well, maybe you don't enjoy a parade.
I said you better shut your mouth.
It's not a classic Disney ride.
I might beat you at your own game.
Let's parlay. Always a party. Let's go, Paulie.
Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Positive vibe. You look good in that color, I will say.
The pink, you know, that's what we're doing. It's November here. The fall weather has been setting and it's starting to get a little chilly, which makes me nervous. But the pink vibe, you know, is Breast Cancer Awareness October?
I'm pretty sure it's October. But did you just get that sweatshirt?
Yeah, it's a dope sweatshirt. Yeah. I did. It's from Barstool, actually.
It's Foreplay, yeah.
It's their Barstool's golf division, I guess you could say.
I went golfing, Saturday? And one of the people in my foursome had a Foreplay, golf cover. Super dope. They have some cool stuff over there. I'm going to have to check out some of the videos, but not talking about golf. We're starting the show talking about baseball, specifically the Philadelphia Phillies. If you watched our previous episodes, you guys heard us talk about, hey, maybe we'll go out there to Philadelphia. Maybe we'll do some content. But we flipped the script. Instead of doing content, me and Paul went to the game. The game. I went to game 3, which was the Phillies' first home game. It was supposed to be on Monday. My cousin had tickets that his uncle got at face value. So I only had to pay $250.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty fire.
So I only had to pay $250. And then we're on our way to the game Monday. The weather was very up in the air. It was raining. There was a lot of questions whether the game was going to go on. They didn't cancel it when 6:30 came around, so we had to go to the stadium. And all I kept saying was, I just don't want to make it into the parking lot, pay for parking, make it into the stadium, be like, oh, nope, come back tomorrow. So we're literally in the car, driving to the Phillies game, World Series, first home game, and right before we're about to go on the bridge, we get an alert, my little cousin, cancel the game. So we hit the next exit, we do the jersey slide across, get the exit, and we didn't get on the bridge, but we ended up going. The following day, got rescheduled for Tuesday, went to game 1. You went to game
5.
5.
You went to game 3. I went to game 5.
And we lucked out because I went to game 3, you went to game 5. Game 4 was a no-hitter where the Phillies didn't get a single hit.
Yeah.
So out of the 3 games, game 4 was the worst one to go to, and me and Paul dodged that bullet.
Yeah, Ryan, fortunately, he went to game 3. He had, home run derby.
It was home run derby. Home runs. Was it 5?
You had 5 home runs.
World Series record.
Yeah, Phillies had a really great game, right? Game 4, terrible game. Game 5, we were trying to look for a win. It was a close game. Phillies had a lot of people in scoring position.
Yes.
We had, a hit by JT Realmuto in the 8th. Could have won the game for us there.
Guy robbed him in center, and he was a Philly guy.
Yeah.
That was though the Phillies lost the game you went to, it was still a very historic
game. It was a very good game. I'm not saying it's just hard because, the World Series has now ended. I do think it's a cool, when we talk about cool experiences, right? How often it is a bucket list item to go to a World Series. So I think that's really cool that we both crossed that off our bucket list, right?
Have to.
And that's why I didn't originally get a ticket. I was like, I'm just going
to
go because it's a bucket list item and I'm very glad I went. So
my girlfriend went and paid full price. She's like, I have to. It's like the world. It's once in a lifetime.
That's what I said. I keep telling people. I told my buddy who's a big Mets fan, and I was like, would you go? And he goes, yeah, I'd go. Because you think about it, right? We're in our prime. We're in our mid-20s. Early mid-20s. And it's like, how often do you get your team to the World Series or any of your sports teams in a championship series? It does suck how expensive those tickets were.
It is really expensive.
But at the same time, it's like, we have good jobs. We can afford it. Let's just pay. Enjoy the experience. And that's what we want to preach here on the show.
Yeah. So it's close too. 20-minute ride. You can't pass that up. No matter how much you got to do it. My girlfriend, I don't want to disclose how much she paid, but she paid for 2 tickets, $1,500 or something.
It was a lot. It was expensive,
man. I don't
want
to say how much, but I end up saying it anyway. But how was, because it's the World Series. It's like, when we were driving on the way to Philadelphia, I just kept saying we're going to the World Series. It's like going to the Super Bowl, but
it is,
but not to that scale. But it's still holy shit, we're going to the World Series game. That's just a top bucket list thing to cross off your life. And in my section, I got lucky because I got pretty good tickets. I was in the second level, section 208. And what was funny about my section, as the game's about to start, all I see is Santa come down the aisle. Santa Claus. I started cracking up. So I'm video Santa coming down. I put up a couple videos on our story. And what was funny was, I think I was really like 4 or 5. And the front row in our section, we had a guy dressed in a Teletubby costume.
Love that.
And yeah. Santa was like 8 rows down. My cousin got a great video where it was just like the whole front row was sitting besides the Teletubby and the Santa. Yeah. And they were showing like celebrities at one point in the game. And they were showing like Miles Teller. And then you got like Tim McGraw was there. They're showing like Sixers, Charlie Manuel. And then the next person they put on the celebrity Jumbotron was Santa.
Nice.
So our whole section starts going nuts. We're like, Santa. And he was like right next to us. So we're like, Santa, Santa. And they like put it up as if he was a celebrity. So the whole section goes nuts. And then like 10 minutes later, we see Teletubby noticeably upset. Teletubby didn't get on the Jumbotron.
Wasn't famous enough.
It's hard to
compete with Santa Claus.
My cousin put like a video. He like zoomed in on the Teletubby. He said, man, my man's down bad. He's like, what happened? Santa got on, but not you. He's like, I don't know, man. He's like, why am I even here?
Yeah, my sister had, I guess I was in the bathroom. I don't know what happened. We just did standing room, and we were kind of like in center field. And
that's a good move, though.
It was nice. Standing room wasn't bad. Like we had 3 people. We had our spot. We had a clear view of, you know, the whole game. And that guy from Philly who like does his face paint, it's like blue and red, and he's like the crazy guy. Yeah. I think he has a mohawk. He was over the
super
news.
Fan or something.
Yeah, we saw him. He like came up. So I mean, it was whatever. But World Series, definitely. I think any major sports championship or series game, like if you're into sports, I would cross it off the bucket list. Just spend the money. Go get buy the ticket.
I will say this. I am a little mad. We talk about this on the show for like previous event and how like the world has transformed into more of technology with like tickets.
Yeah.
And so forth. I hate that I don't have a physical World Series ticket.
Yeah, that's annoying. Because
that is a top tier memorabilia item that you want to have.
You should have. Yeah, people were talking about that as well. They're like, I just don't understand how like I went to a playoff game or a World Series like game and there's just no physical ticket.
Yeah.
Like what, how can I make this? Like you could print it. I feel like you could go to the box office prior to the game and ask for a ticket. I don't know if they were giving out like, hey, can I get like my physical ticket?
My girlfriend texted me and she was like, oh, check your email. They're like allowing you to sign up for like your ticket to get it mailed to you.
That's
weird. I'm like, yeah, I want to do that. So yeah, I'm like, all right, yeah, I want a physical World Series ticket. Because like 10, 20, when I'm a grandpa, 85 years old,
I want
like,
the ticket.
Show my ticket. Like, hey, because I was at this World Series game. But I went on and it turned out to be an NFT World Series ticket. Not even a physical ticket. So if you know anything about the NFT world, it's down the hatch at this point. I don't want a fucking NFT ticket.
Yeah.
I want the actual thing. So I was mad about that. The one last thing I was mad about is I should have got a program. On the way out, I was like, I'm going to get a program. I saw it was cash only. It was $15. I was like, I don't have cash. Get to the car. I'm like, for some reason, I feel like I have cash. So I look at my wallet, $3, $5 bills. Didn't get a program. Had $15. That upsets me because now I don't have a ticket, a program, or nothing. I just have like the towel they gave me for the game and the scarf.
Yeah, a couple years ago, I probably would have bought the program. I was also pretty drunk. Yeah,
I saw you didn't get an Uber till like 3 hours after the morning. Game. First of all, that's just a bad idea. That's not good planning to try and get an Uber at Citizens Bank Park after the World Series.
Well, I knew it was going to be crazy. That's why I said, you know, God, if something happened, I would just take the train. Like, and then get an Uber from South Jersey.
I hate taking a train. I do too. Late night like that.
I do too. But I was like, okay, you know what? Like, I'll just wait, whatever. So I end up waiting. I got the Uber. I was on the Uber app. It just said no Ubers available. I've never seen that in my life. It was like no Ubers available. And I said, okay, that's weird. And then, so I went to Lyft and I ended up getting like 2 Lyfts. They both canceled on me. And the problem with that stuff is because the roads are closed. I had this issue when I went to a concert. We went to Kenny Chesney at the Link, and it was the same idea. Like, we had to walk, like, 2 miles past the stadium because all the roads were closed. So there was, like, nowhere for the Uber to physically pick us up. Kept calling us, and then they kept canceling. And then the one guy, I couldn't even get another Uber because the guy was like, no, I can't cancel because my score will go down. And I'm like, well, you can't get to me, so you better cancel.
My score will go down.
Because I don't want to pay the $10 for canceling when you're, like, half a mile away. I was like getting annoyed. I'm like, I'm not paying because you can't get to me. He's like, well, I can't get to you, so I'm not canceling because I want my score to be good.
Paul was in a draw off with the fucking guy.
I was like, let's go.
Who's gonna cancel it? Because I'm not canceling it. But I do notice that where you have to like walk to different areas when you're in a popular area like that. Like I remember I went to a concert and I had to walk to like a casino over like a busy road just to get an Uber.
So pay attention when you're going to these high amount of people events, like a concert. Sporting event, especially the World Series. I mean, there was like 46,000 people. So, you know, plan accordingly.
Don't be Paul.
Don't be me. I did get home. It did take me some time. My phone almost died.
How electric was that game, though?
It was awesome. It was cool.
We talk about living life to the fullest, so me and Paul are trying to be an example of that for you guys.
Yeah.
It's costing us a lot of money. But we're experiencing those things. So without further ado, Paul, any guesses on what we're going to do to start the show today?
You know, I don't know. There's been a trend. If you've been listening to the show, we've been finding this new thing that...
It's a staple at this point.
Our viewers like. It allows us to, you know, push on each other a little bit.
Yeah, it allows us to bicker.
And it allows us to show our opinions on things and topics that we like. So we're starting the show with a draft.
We are. We're going to incorporate this in every episode until it doesn't work anymore, until you guys don't want to hear us anymore.
So let us know if you're liking this or not. But this, we're going Disney. We haven't done this yet. We're doing a Disney draft, but this is specific because Ryan was like, do we do Disney? And I said, no, there's so many different parks. So I think we could, you know, we could do this with a lot of different things. We could do it with rides, food, resorts, like so many different ways we could do this. But I said, let's start with like the Behemoth, which is the center of Walt Disney World. We'll do Magic Kingdom. And we won't do it to just rides. We'll do it to like anything in Magic Kingdom. We're going to like, what's your best Magic Kingdom day? And this is your draft.
All right. So to pick who goes first, you get 3 Pong shots.
Okay.
And if you make it, you get to go first.
I just need to make one?
Just need to make one. I got 3 cups over here for all you Audible listeners over there. Hey, give us a review. Give us 5 stars on the podcast platform. If you're watching on YouTube, boo as loud as you can for Paul to miss these shots. And the first one is an air ball. 0-1. There's no water in these cups, so it might be difficult to do. All right, that's 0-2. I'll hold the back 2.
Yeah!
Okay. He gets it. So you want to... All right, so we'll do this, though. So we don't have to keep doing this every show. Do you want to, like... All right, you just pick if you want to go first or not.
I'm going to go first.
That's just dumb.
I made the cup. I'm going to go first.
No, I know. I don't know why I even asked that to you.
Magic Kingdom.
It's like asking if you want the ball in overtime. Yeah, I want the ball in overtime.
Yeah, Magic Kingdom, I think. What's like the biggest staple at the Magic Kingdom?
So we're starting.
This is where we're going to start. Like I said, we could do rides. You could do food. You could do experiences. Anything you want. I'm going to start off Magic Kingdom. My overall first pick, I'm going with Cinderella's Castle.
So, I'm like, just the castle in general.
Just the castle. It's the icon of the park. It's super important. It's right down Main Street. It's the first thing you really see. It gives you the full experience of your day, what you're going to have. It gives you the emotions. I'm going Cinderella's Castle.
Oh, I got a question.
Yeah.
This might be one of those brisk moments that we've had previously on the show.
Yeah.
Like, is brisk a soda? On my list, I was going to consider later on in the draft... take a photo at Cinderella Castle.
So that's fine. You just can't use Cinderella Castle anymore. No, it's gone. It's off the list.
I don't know what that means.
So take a photo anywhere else? Sure. Maybe.
No, that's specifically take a photo at Cinderella Castle.
You get a photo from the photographer? Yeah, that's a good one.
In front of Cinderella
Castle. No, can't use Cinderella.
All right, so what you're saying is that's not going to be usable.
No.
In this draft.
No. Nope.
Because you took the castle itself.
Correct. Yep.
All right.
I took the landmark.
So Paul took the castle. It's a good pick. It's what makes it Disney World, matter of fact. All right, so I can go one or two ways here. I think one of the big categories of this draft is going to be the rides.
Yes, I agree.
So if you don't take a ride number one, I feel like I am obligated to take a ride number one to get ahead of you.
What's your best ride here?
I'm going to go with not one of the new rides. I'm going with one of the OG rides. Things you have to hit when you get there. Give me Space Mountain.
I thought you picked Space. Yeah.
There we go. Space Mountain number one. Once again, not one of the new rides, but one of the staples of Magic Kingdom. You got to go on Space Mountain. If you don't go on Space Mountain when you go to Magic Kingdom, did you even go to Magic Kingdom? That's a plot twist.
That's a plot twist. If I'm not taking Space Mountain, I'm taking the other mountain. Yeah, I think this is the better mountain.
You can have that mountain.
I think this is the better mountain. My first ride, my second overall pick, I'm going with Splash Mountain.
It's not the better mountain.
It depends on your preference.
Canceled.
I'm not taking a mountain that gets canceled.
It depends on your preference.
Not the better mountain.
It's an amazing ride, family-friendly ride, a yeah. Nice boat ride, good splash at the end. Florida,
very
it's hot.
Family-friendly.
Florida, hot. maybe you want to cool off a little bit, Splash Mountain.
Yeah. You don't even have to go on Splash Mountain.
Splash
you can go stand on the bridge and get wet.
No, you can't.
Or you can come to my house.
Hey, kid show. Kid show.
I tried to whisper it, but it got quiet when I said that.
Disney World.
All right. Disney World. Here we go, baby. Ooh. I know what I'm going with my number two. And it's a great number two. Paul, I might beat you in your own house.
If you take what I
might
think
beat
you're
you at
take?
Your own game.
What are you taking?
Give me the fireworks show at number two.
Yeah.
Enchantment?
Yep, that's what it is.
Enchantment. Give me enchantment. Number two. You need the fireworks show. The castle is great, but what makes the castle come to life is the fireworks show that happens above it, in it. So you have to experience Space Mountain and then go check out the fireworks show Enchantment at night.
See, it's a good pick.
Thank you.
I was going to take it next, but I definitely am going to take another entertainment offering to round out my lineup a little bit. And I'm just going to go with a huge staple of Disney in general. A lot of other amusement parks, theme parks don't do these at all. If not, they're definitely not doing well. I'm going with a parade.
That's good. I thought about it. That's good.
The parade down Main Street. It's classic. It's very Disney. It's a day entertainment. It's not a nighttime entertainment.
People argue that they don't really change the parade, though.
They do. They have different types of parades.
People are claiming that it's the B word. Boring.
That's not true.
I heard that.
Well, maybe you don't enjoy a parade, okay?
But I don't love
the
parades.
The families and
honest.
The kids do like the parades. They definitely do it. Disney does it better than anyone else, for sure.
They do, but I'm not a big parade guy.
Okay.
You like parades, though, haven't you?
Yeah,
been
I mean,
you've been like our town 4th of July parade.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, my number three, Paul's not taking any rides. I'm going to have to capitalize on this. So, that's what I'm going to do. Give me a personal favorite of mine. You ready for this, producer Drew? Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger spin ride. I love it. Paul's laughing because he knows I got a good lister.
I mean, it's okay.
It's a great ride. It's my number three. You spin around. You get the high score. You shoot the lasers. Phenomenal ride. Might be a top five ride in Disney World in general.
I mean, you took two rides in Tomorrowland.
It's okay.
That's where I want to be. Tomorrowland. It's okay. It's not. I wouldn't have chosen it.
Well,
as it's not a classic Disney ride.
Yeah, it's great though.
It's a newer, you know, attraction. It's nice because it's got the.
I already took the classic ride. Now I want the fun ride. I don't want to go all nostalgia.
Yeah, but Space Mountain's not even a classic ride.
Yes, it is.
No, I mean it is, but it's not. It's not an opening day attraction at all.
You like Space Ranger Spin? Was that necessary for me to say?
I mean, that's the title of the ride, so.
I was just double checking.
All right, I'm definitely, I'm going to go down this path of rides as well. I'm going to pick an opening day attraction. There's a few options I could go, but I think my favorite, I already went like a water ride-ish that had water involved, so I'm not going to go down one option or two options, I think. I'm going to go with the Haunted Mansion.
Good pick. That was on my
list. It's a classic Omnimover attraction. People really love it. I love it. I think, you know, Disney's talked about creating this whole new land of villains. I think people like this eerie, haunted vibe, and I think that's why they're going down that direction possibly in the future. Or creating this idea of a villains park. It's always been up in the air. So Haunted Mansion, it's an opening day attraction at Walt Disney World, and then did they bring it over to, I don't know. I know it's an opening day attraction, so that's what I'm going with.
Couple problems with the Haunted Mansion.
What?
One, isn't that where they spread ashes of their loved ones?
There, people do that, yes. But they
that's
clean
a
them
negative.
Up. Disney cleans it up.
That's a negative. Number two, isn't that where Walt's frozen head is?
No, that's Disneyland, and it's under the castle.
Okay,
so it's
maybe
not
just
Mansion.
One negative there. I don't really remember the Haunted Mansion ride.
It's an Omnimover ride, so it's just like it's always moving. There's like always a Doom buggy, and the buggy comes and you just sit in and it like turns you towards the scenes and it takes you through the mansion.
Nice.
It's a good
I don't
attraction.
Do haunted
people
stuff.
Love it.
All right. I said it was a good pick. It was on my list.
Okay. What do you got?
All right. My number four, it's going to be a shock to some, but if you know me, You knew this was going to be on my list. And am I reaching and picking this number four? Probably. But I want to make sure that it's on my list. Give me Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. Give me it. Why are you upset, Paul?
Because you're one, you're picking All Rides. Two, you're picking them all in Tomorrowland.
I'm not picking All
and
Rides.
And Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor is like is a show.
It's phenomenal. I love it. Like, don't question the pick. Paul, if you go to my bio, Ryan Smith 2-5, you look. Ryan Smith, comedian. Okay? That's what shows up. Comedians like to laugh. When I go to Disney World, I want to laugh. Let me go to Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. It's a great experience. We want to switch it up from the rides, the parades, the fireworks. Let's switch it up. Let's get something different. All right? Let's get the Laugh Floor. Let's get some positive vibes. Let's make people feel good.
This is... No. This was right, a
we're
terrible
people
pick.
We'll let them pick.
All right.
The
so
top five.
My final pick. I don't want to go a ride. I want to go a food option. To round out your day, one of the most iconic food locations at the Magic Kingdom, right on Main Street, we're going with Casey's Corner. It's that iconic baseball-themed restaurant. It serves hot dogs, chili dogs. You can get the Walt special, whatever he wants.
Never heard of it. Can't be that iconic.
Casey's Corner, it's where they play the piano. It's one of the best food locations. It's right off of Main Street. I'm closing out my list with this food option.
Main Street, USA?
Yeah.
Don't like the pick because I never heard of it. But you know what the people heard? Monsters, Inc. Laugh House.
They've heard of that. Not even the name of it.
Yes, it is. Monsters, Inc. Laugh House.
No, it's not.
What's it called? Monsters, Laugh Factory?
No. Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. Come on. Get your own pick right.
Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
What I find funny is you got it right earlier. What happened?
Oh, I have it written down as floor.
Did you know it actually spells out MILF? Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
They did that on purpose?
I don't think so, but it's funny either way.
That's also why I picked it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because I enjoy MILFs. My number five. I want to go with one of the new rides, but the problem is I haven't been on either or, so I'm trying to think of which one has the longest wait time. Right? That's a pretty good estimate on which one's the best. I guess I could say it because... Paul already picked his five. I'm leaning between Peter Pan's Flight and Seven Dwarf Mine Train. I know Paul doesn't love Seven Dwarf Mine Train, but I know both of those are very new and they have very long lines. Is Mine Train not new?
Mine Train's new.
Peter Pan Flight's not new?
Peter Pan is an original day attraction.
All right, well, I don't want that one then.
Just give you a little insight to who to vote for later. Ryan doesn't know any of those facts.
Or do I
want to
go Big Thunder Mountain Railroad? Let me go number five. Give me Seven Dwarf Mine Train. Give me something new. Give me something that's a long line.
That's a good pick.
Give me something that's long.
I respect the pick.
Because if it's a long line, it means people like it. And if people like it, that means they'll like me. And they do like my number five pick value. That's a value pick.
I like that. I think if we do this again with other parks, I think we could do more of just the rides to help Ryan out a little bit, you know?
Well, what am I going to get? Like meet and greets with Mickey Mouse? Or
you could.
Do I want to go eat with Cinderella the Castle with the characters? No, I didn't want to pick that. I knew that was an option to go eat food with whatever that is. Isn't that Cinderella Castle or something?
Well, you could do, there's a few things you could do. You could eat at Cinderella's Castle. You could do the Bibbidi Bop Boutique.
I understand that those things are
available, cool
and I understand that's
there,
on the plate.
Yeah.
But I think this is a top five things that you have to hit. I'm not too sure that you have to hit that Cinderella eat-in place. I don't think that's a staple when you go to Magic Kingdom.
Well, the castle in general is a staple for
sure. It is, and that's your number one pick. But I understand that there's food elements in Magic Kingdom, but I don't think that's a top priority when you go to Disney World Magic Kingdom.
I think you got to eat. Food is always a priority.
You
so.
Want to starve to death?
All right, listen, I'm hanging with the MILFs.
Ryan,
I don't need to eat.
Ryan, go down your list for me.
Sure thing, boss. Number five, great value pick. Seven Dwarf Mine Train, long wait line, new ride, great value at five. Number four, Monsters, Inc., Laugh Floor. If you know me, I like to stay positive. I like to crack jokes. I like to have a good time. Let's switch it up from the boring-ass rides, the long wait lines, the food. Well, let's just go laugh at the Monsters, Inc., Laugh Floor. Number three, Buzz Lightyear, Space Rangers Spin. One of my favorite rides in Disney World, period. Not just Magic Kingdom. Great fun ride. Number two, my pick is the fireworks show.
It's your best pick.
Enchantment.
By far.
It is a great show. It's what people want to go to Magic Kingdom for. when you're not at Magic Kingdom at the night, you might hit it at night just to watch the fireworks show. And number one, iconic ride, Space Mountain. You have to go on Space Mountain when you go to Magic Kingdom. If you don't go on Space Mountain, did you even visit Magic Kingdom?
Your first two picks Plot are twist. Great. Other than that, I don't know how great these
picks
are.
Well, I started
are.
To get like in the what I personally enjoy.
I just don't like how all three of your rides are located in Tomorrowland.
Well, they're the best rides.
Well, no. Well, two. You have three. Three rides in Tomorrowland, and then you have Seven Dwarfs, which is in
Fantasy. Yeah, Space Mountain is in Tomorrowland, right?
Space Mountain, Buzz Lightyear's, and Laugh Floor are all Tomorrowland.
Well, go to fucking Tomorrowland.
Okay, going down my list, we're starting off Casey's Corner. Got to get the one of the best food options in all of Walt Disney World. Then you go Haunted Mansion, classic opening day attraction. The parades, who doesn't love a daytime parade? If you're hanging out on Main Street, want to, you know, just see some characters, see some floats going around. Splash Mountain, it's not an opening day attraction, but best ride in Frontierland. I think better than Big Thunder Mountain. It's a cool log flume. One of the only log flumes I'll ever just willingly go on. And then rounding it off, the best thing, the iconic Cinderella's Castle, which is the icon of Magic Kingdom, if not Walt Disney World in general.
What do you mean the Haunted Mansion is a great opening day attraction?
It's an opening day attraction.
I don't know what that means.
Like it opened with the park in 1971.
Oh, nice.
There you go. Like all right, that is our draft. This was our Magic Kingdom draft. Next week, you might see another draft.
No, you will. It's not might. You will see another draft.
But I think it's cool to showcase different things that we like and we talk about here on the show, but we can like go back and forth and pick our favorite items from that topic. So let us know if you like this, if you want to see us continue. If you have any ideas for draft, like concepts, let us know. Put in the comment section down below, and we'll pick some of our favorites.
I think I performed okay.
It was okay.
I am the Disney guy. Let's not get that twisted. Nope. It's in my bio, Disney guy. But I think I hung around. All right. So here we go. Next thing we're going to get into is rank these three things. So we're going to rank these three things together. Go from food to musicians to athletes to places to comedians. We're going to rank them 1 through 3. 1 being favorite, 3 being least favorite. So go ahead, Paul. What's the first one we're ranking?
First category, musical artists. You got Justin Bieber, Bruno Mars, and Justin Timberlake.
Practically the same person.
I think they were all iconic in their own like era. I think Justin Bieber is the longest lasting of them.
He's still going.
Exactly.
Bruno Mars still going.
Bruno Mars still going, but he definitely changed his direction a little bit. JT's kind of out of the picture.
Do you think, I feel like Justin Bieber, not to get into it, but I feel like he's still worried about like putting out bangers. I feel like Bruno Mars has put out so many bangers. He's at the point in his life where he's just trying to make music he likes.
Correct. He just wants to make music that he enjoys that's different and he doesn't really care about like
Post Malone's like that now too.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go Justin Bieber number one.
I'm the same.
Surprising for you.
I know. I think he's been prolific for a while. He's been able to change from a teenager and he's still putting out bangers.
Big believer, Bieber fever. This is where I think we're going to be different. I'm going to go Bruno Mars 2, Timberlake 3.
That's my same number. Yeah.
Same as me.
Yeah.
So you're going Timberlake 3. You like Bruno Mars better.
I love Bruno Mars.
You saw him in concert, didn't you?
I have seen Bruno. Yeah.
He's super talented. I never realized how short he is.
He's just super cool. I really liked when he performed at the Super Bowl halftime show. I've seen him in concert. I think he just has a lot of great music. I think he's a really good performer.
And our middle school age is like when Bruno was like thriving.
Yeah.
So he holds a special key to our heart at that time. All right, number two, mozzarella sticks, pizza, or chicken nuggets? I already know your three is going to be chicken nuggets because you never had chicken nuggets.
I just don't know. I don't really like chicken nuggets.
All right, so what are you going to rank those, Paul? Mozzarella sticks, pizza, chicken nuggets.
My food category, we're going pizza number one. I think it's one of the best foods of all time.
It really is like the best food of all time.
It's just amazing. I could literally eat it every day. We're going pizza number one, mozzarella sticks number two, and chicken nuggets number three.
All right, I'm going pizza one, chicken nuggets two. Yeah, I can't put chicken nuggets two. And it's tough for me to put mozzarella sticks three because I practically need mozzarella sticks to survive. How do you feel about people who like eat pizza, but they rip the cheese off before they eat the pizza to stay healthy?
No. Oh, pizza?
Pizza. What do you think? I'm talking about mozzarella sticks?
No, I went to my little sister. We used to get mozzarella sticks as an appetizer.
Don't tell
up.
Me she eats it.
She would just no. Them. She would take off the breadcrumbs and then just eat the cheese.
Bro,
it used to make me so angry.
That's horrible.
What are you doing? I'm like, it's cheese. Like they're both cheese. They just put it in a fryer. Like what's going on?
What's crazy is like they're all probably top three, like, my favorite foods, but probably a lot of the other people's top favorite foods.
Yeah.
But they're, like, the most simplest food.
They're very simple. They're very like good. They're, I mean, they're fried. They're great. You know, drunk foods, for example. So there you go.
There's different there's different variations of each, too. Like, fried mozzarella at Italian place, or, like, there's different styles of pizza. Just... I love that food. Okay, next one, Paul.
On to the beer category. We got Bud Light, Miller Light, and Corona.
So three's easy for me. Three's Miller Light.
Agreed.
I can't drink Miller Light. My girlfriend came up to me. She said, you know, I had Miller Light the other day. I actually didn't mind. I said, you better shut your mouth. I said, Miller Light is
relax over here, okay?
Miller Light! Don't you ever give any praise to Miller Light.
God, really took it as a threat.
I was like, don't you ever say Miller Light again.
Jesus.
Not a Miller Light guy. So, say to say three. Corona, too. I enjoy Corona. Corona's a great drink. A lot of people hate Corona, Paul.
I like Corona a lot.
A lot of people don't like the Corona taste, but I got to go Bud Light one. Staple. And it's probably in my bloodstream right now.
So, I like that. I'm going to go Miller Light number three. Bud Light's number two for me. And Corona. I just rather sip on a Corona than Bud Light. I just... It's becoming more and more challenging for me to... drink Bud Light.
It's becoming challenging for me to drink beer.
That's true.
I need to start transitioning. My birthday just happened. Just turned 26. I got to start transitioning to maybe just like tequila water or recently, mixed tequila drinks.
Like at the, because I was at two, I was at game five of the NLCS and I was at the World Series and I've been to Xfinity, a bunch of games I've been watching and it's all seltzers. Like Bud Light seltzer, black cherry. I've been getting it at Xfinity, at the stadium, Citizens Bank Park. That's just been my go-to recently because I cannot drink beer.
I might transition to just like tequila straight.
Might as well, yeah. Have a good time.
Oh, I was going to tell you, when I drove to South Carolina because I had the road trip for my birthday, we went and saw a South Carolina football game, visited my sister who lives in South Carolina. And it was my birthday, but we stopped at a rest stop when we were like 2 hours out. And, like, at those rest stops when you're in South Carolina or North Carolina, you could buy, like, tall boys or one-off drinks or even beer cases in these, like, gas stations. So we head in. It's, like, an hour till my birthday. We're like, all right, let's get a drink just to celebrate for the hour home. Guess what I picked up, Paul? Beatbox. I went back to the beat. No free shout-outs. Beatbox. Went and got a Beatbox. I enjoy Beatboxes. Our buddy Shawnee Brawny, who we talked to previously on the show, or who has been on the show, and we talk about a lot on the show, he had his first beatbox.
Oh, really?
He overestimated the beatbox, had one of them, was shit-faced. He, like, chugged the whole thing. And we were in the car, and my other buddies have had beatbox before. And we're like, oh, Sean, you almost done? He's like, yeah, I just finished my beatbox. And we were, like, three sips in. We're like, oh, no. He's going to be fucking shit-faced for the rest of
that's
the car
problem.
Ride.
Those drinks really are dangerous. And for Sean, he probably is like, this is Capri Sun, baby.
No, he's like, it doesn't even taste like alcohol.
Yeah.
And he's chugging it. And I'm like, dude, did you look at the percent on the box?
It's a very high alcohol percentage. It does not taste like alcohol. It tastes like a fruity drink, a Capri Sun, you could say. And if you don't pay attention, it'll do you some damage sure.
All right, next one, Paul. We did male singers. Let's go to the female singers. Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift, Britney Spears, rank them 1 to 3. One of the three is at an all-time high right now.
She's at an all-time high. If you've been checking the Billboard Top 100, as we're recording this, she is currently has the top 10 of the Billboard Top 100.
Insane.
First artist to ever do that. And what I told Ryan was before the show, we were talking about like, these communities, right? Like we talk about YouTubers and these artists, they have this huge fan base that is just so diehard that no matter what you put out, they can, if that connection is strong enough, they can just push you to the top. And that's what she's done. She put out an album and these people are probably just like listening to this album on repeat, which is pushing all these songs to the top of the charts. So, you know, she's the queen. She knows how to do it right. I'm going to put Taylor Swift at number one. Then for me, growing up, Britney Spears was the queen. She was like the pop icon, MTV, all over the place. I remember her with the snake.
It was like Bruno Mars and Britney Spears were like the 1-2 punch.
It was like Britney Spears, she was great.
Oh, she had like Circus was a great song.
Yeah.
Toxic, great song. Britney Spears was it.
She was the best. So I'm going Taylor Swift, Britney Spears, and then Selena Gomez. Because I don't think, as I don't think of Selena Gomez as a artist, like a vocalist. I think of her as an actor because we grew up with Wizards of Waverly Place. And then she was dating Justin Bieber.
Cinderella Story she's in.
I mean, yeah, she, yeah, an actor, I love that right? Movie. Like, I still see her as an actor because I think she's put out music, but not, like, enough to really see her as an artist.
She has good songs, artist. Though.
Yeah, I mean, not saying that she doesn't.
I'm doing the same list as you. Taylor Swift, Britney Spears 2, Selena Gomez 3. All three are still relevant in the news. I know Taylor Swift, you said about her music. I think Selena Gomez, like, just dropped a documentary.
Oh, really?
You didn't see that? Yeah, I think she literally, like, couple weeks old, she just dropped a documentary on her life and, like, the hardships of, like, depression and like, the entertainment industry and the struggles she faced in that. And then Britney Spears, obviously, recently with her...
Oh, yeah.
What was that whole thing called? Her, I forget what it was. Something about her parents holding her hostage, yeah, or whatever it was. Really messy. But, yeah, Taylor Swift 1, Britney Spears 2, Selena Gomez 3. I did see where... Do you see where Hailey Bieber,
yes,
went on Call Her Daddy?
Yep.
I saw there's, like, this big... I don't even know if it's a conspiracy because it seems so real. She only went on because there was some shit that was going to be leaked from the Selena Gomez documentary.
It's this idea that I think...
Like, getting ahead of it.
She was hooking up with Justin as Selena and Justin were still together. So, yeah, I mean, we clearly don't know much about it, but it was really interesting that she's been clearly married to Justin Bieber, has been past this Justin and Selena relationship for a long time now, and then was, like, coming out and kind of exposing it and, like, trying to get in front of this. Like, it just
she has to, like,
off.
Revisit, like... And yeah, definitely her PR team's like, hey, Selena's coming out with a documentary. Let's go and Call Her Daddy. Let's clear some things up for the public.
For something she never talked about, like, publicly, like, would never talk about it. Here, you're going on one of the biggest girl podcasts.
Most unfiltered podcasts of all time. It's crazy how that world works. I could never be, like, two mega stars dating together. That's gotta be a toll. Like, even these TikTok stars.
Well, that's what thinks to me, right? Like, if you're in a relationship and you break up and then you're, like, trying to go on with your life, and then a year later, everyone's like, dude, that relationship's, it's a year old. Like, get over it, right? But then you have these celebrities that, no matter how long the distance of them been breaking up is, that the public has always seen them as a couple and will just continue to, like, think about it and bring it up. Or, like, so that relationship never really goes away.
Never. That's why, like, some people don't even want to, like, dip their foot in it. It's like, oh, another celebrity. I will never date another celebrity.
Well, if you think about two people on this list, right? We talk about Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears. They were a huge it couple.
Yeah, it's
for
crazy.
A very, very long time. And no matter what, even though that relationship clearly has no legs anymore, it was still so engraved in pop culture that it'll forever be remembered.
It was the front page of the tabloid, just like Selena and Justin Bieber, or Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. And it's crazy because Justin Bieber and, or even for Britney Spears and Timberlake, but Bieber and Gomez, like, they were dating when they were, like, 14.
Yeah, when
it's
they,
like,
were teenagers.
Eighth grade dating. And it's, like, not going to be that serious. Well, it was serious, but it's, like, to the people, it's like, oh, they're going to get married at 14. Yeah. And then, like, as, like, Hailey Baldwin marries Justin Bieber, she's going out with Bieber in the public and paparazzi screaming, like, oh, what's your thoughts on Selena Gomez? Yeah. And they can't escape it. I would go absolutely nuts if I dated another celebrity or if I was a celebrity.
It's hard, for
crazy.
Sure.
All right, next one.
We're going with leisure activities, right? What do you do on your day off kind of thing? Sporting event, going to the movies, or going to the beach?
Nothing beats a great sporting event. It's unscripted. I love going to sporting events. Went to the World Series. I've been to Yankee playoff games. I've been to NBA Game 7s. I've been to UFC crazy fight cards. Yes, unfortunately, I went to the Sixers when they lost to the Hawks at Wells Fargo Center Game 7. I don't even know if that was the Eastern Conference. That was, like, the Eastern Conference semifinals. That was, like, Ben Simmons' last game with the Sixers. He didn't shoot the layup under the basket. I was sitting, like, way up in the rafters. And then after the game, the Sixers lost Game 7. Everybody was mad at Ben Simmons for not shooting. People were taking their Ben Simmons jerseys off and throwing them off the rafters and off the top decks. They were just throwing it off.
That's crazy to me.
Was at that. So I enjoy a great sporting event. I've been lucky enough to see some great games live. Number two, Paul's going to hate this, but I'm going to go beach day number two. And then number three, I'm going to go with movies. I do like going to the movies. But I don't love it as much as Paul does.
I'll just say that.
So my numbers, I'm going to go sporting event as well. I think the idea of just like, I love this idea of shared experience and being in a crowd of people. I really enjoy it. So that's why I love sporting events. So I'm going to go sporting event number one. Number two, I'm going to go to the movies. I like the escapism. I like if I go by myself or with a group of friends or with a significant other, I like, you know, just getting in that dark room for a little bit, escaping the real world and going on a story. And then three, beach day. I'm not a huge fan of the beach. I do like the beach if I can go back and go shower and I'm only at the beach for a few hours because I do like the ocean. I'm a huge fan of swimming in the ocean.
With shark.
Yeah, right? I love swimming. Absolutely love to go swimming. I really love swimming in the ocean.
Ocean swimming hits different.
I hate sitting on the beach.
Me too.
That's the problem. Everyone's like, let's go to the beach. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I'll be in the water for an hour.
Like, let's play a game. Let's go be in the water for an hour, like you said. I can't sit there and tan for.
But if you're like, hey, we're just gonna listen to music and sit on our chairs for like the next 3 hours, it's just gonna like, I get it. If we're drinking, we're having fun, like whatever. But I'm just not a huge fan of it. So,
all right, next one, we're going comedians.
Yeah,
your guy John Mulaney, my guy Kevin Hart, and a legend Dave Chappelle. Rank them, Paul, 1 through 3.
I am not a huge fan of Dave Chappelle. I've listened to his newest couple things. I just don't like him. That's probably just not for me.
Probably not.
So I'm going number one, John Mulaney is my favorite comedian. Number two, Kevin Hart. 3, Dave Chappelle, which is a hot take for sure.
That's a hot take because Dave Chappelle is arguably, he's like going
one
up
of
there
the best comedians
like
of all time.
Ever.
I just don't enjoy him. That's like the same thing with Adam Sandler.
Do you not enjoy like his like tone, or do you not enjoy like how he's so unfiltered, or like what his content
is? I don't like him. Maybe it's him. I just don't like him. Because I've seen him, the way he delivers, it feels so cocky.
Have you
to
ever
me.
Seen like skits he's done from like the Chappelle show? I did put on the Dave Chappelle show, and like I was expecting like, oh, this is hilariously funny. People are gonna hate this, especially coming from me. I didn't love it. Like I watched like a couple episodes and I was like, I don't love how this is set up. It was almost like it was like his own SNL kind of thing. Like I never really knew what the Chappelle show was. It was just him doing his own skits, writing his own skits. And then he would like stand on stage like a Rob Dyrdek where it was like ridiculousness.
Yeah.
And then they would cut to the skits that he's like filmed before. Very interesting setup. But I'm going to go Kevin Hart, number one. That's a no brainer. That's my guy. See him every time he does stand up. Dave Chappelle, number two, he's an OG. He's just very articulate in the way he like forms stories and he crosses boundaries that most people won't cross, but he still makes it funny. But he's just such a smart and creative dude. And then number three, John Mulaney. I will give him another chance though. We did see him at Radio City. Didn't think he was the funniest, but I do appreciate his skill in like writing.
That's like your biggest thing to him. You're always like, he's a really good writer.
Well, he started off right at SNL writing.
Yeah.
Right? I like people who are good at writing and making jokes like full circle. Dave Chappelle's great at it.
He's a
good Kevin Hart's good at it. Mulaney's
he's
good
a
at
good
it.
Storyteller. Yeah. He's like, and you with your comedy, I remember we talked about it. Like, you like this idea of a longer joke.
Yeah.
Which I think is. You know, I was like, we talked about, and I remember asking you the first time you did stand up, I said, why do you do longer stuff? Like, and you said you're more of a storyteller.
It's more like it's more personable.
Yeah.
You almost feel like you know that guy. Like when you almost feel like you know John Mulaney when he's telling stories about how his wife's Jewish and he's like a Catholic guy or something.
Yeah.
Like you know him and it's personal.
So, but I've actually seen John Mulaney. All his recent
shows. Saw recently.
Well, I saw him recently at Madison Square Garden. It was my first time there at MSG. But I've seen all his last like four or five stand-up shows.
Yeah, I'll check out that new one. It's going to come on Netflix.
It should
soon.
Come out very soon, yeah.
There's a bunch of people coming out with new Netflix stand-up. I saw Sebastian Maniscalco, who's one of my favorites.
I wanted to go see him at Prudential. I had a conflict. I couldn't go
Dude,
see
he's
him.
He's one of my favorites. He should be coming out on Netflix because I saw him forever ago as a new stand-up.
His delivery is just amazing.
And he's very like family friendly. Like my mom doesn't love the curse words, but she would enjoy Sebastian Maniscalco because of like his family ties or like just the way he presents a joke is very professional, I guess you could say. Next one is we just talked about did a Disney draft. Disney World, Disney movies, or Disney songs, Paul? Rank them 1 through 3.
I'm all about the live experience. So I'm going with Disney World number one. You go in those parks, it's a whole different environment. Then I'm going Disney movies. I I like the movies. The movies are what get you started and which brings that experience to life with the parks and with the music. But I do love Disney movies that are also musicals. I'm a larger fan of Disney movies that have music in them. So then I'm going Disney songs number three. I like musicals. I like music. The fireworks show would be nothing without the Disney tunes, but it's just not my favorite. So
I'm going to go Disney songs one.
Love Disney songs. Number one. The Disney guy, Disney songs number one. Number two, give me Disney movies. And then give me Disney World third. My girlfriend always nags at me to go on a trip to Disney World. It's not my favorite thing to do.
I'm surprised you guys haven't done like a combined trip, have you?
You know why? Because I say no. That's why we don't do it. It's not a vacation to me, Paul. I mean, I'll go to Disney World for like 3 or 5 days, but I also want to have a vacation.
Then why don't you do that? Why don't you do a week down to Florida, do 3 days at Disney, and then go to like the beach or go to Tampa or go to, like, why don't you guys do that?
That's a good point. I never thought of it like that.
Like, there's a lot of relaxing places you can do in Florida.
That's true.
There's Clearwater Beach, which is like that famous beach.
I've also been to Disney World, so it's like they don't change enough shit where it's like, oh, this
they
is...
They do change. They've changed a lot since you've last been there.
Not that much, though.
They've changed a lot since you've been there.
And I hate when I go there, it's like a tight schedule. Got to get up at 7 a.m. on vacation. Then you're walking 75 million miles in hot heat. And then I'm seeing shit that I've already seen before.
There's a lot of new stuff.
Is it cool? Yeah, I'm not hating on Disney World. It's cool to be there once in a while. But to go every year, like my girlfriend's family used to go every year as their family vacation. I'm out on that. Out.
Yeah.
Disney guy.
All right, we're going fast food.
Yes, fast food.
It's just McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, and Burger King. That is my lineup. I'm going McDonald's number one, Chick-fil-A number two, Burger King number three. I used to be the king. I was the Burger King.
You were the Burger King guy.
We have talked
really?
About it a long
we
time
had an
ago.
Episode before you were even on, Drew. It was called Paul the Burger King.
That was the title of the episode. In high school, I went there probably every other day. I went there after school. The people got to know me. I didn't know this at the time.
They used to have computers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they used to have computers. The one we went to, they redid the dining room.
Like,
there was like computers.
They had like MacBooks.
It was crazy. But I used to go in the drive-thru like after school or whatever. And I remember going my freshman year at college. You know, I went away to school. And then I came home. And it was like November. I came home for Thanksgiving break. And I was in the drive-thru, and the woman's like, hey, man, like, where have you been? And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, you used to come here all the time. I was like, what? So it just showed you that I was at Burger King way too often, way more than I should have been. But I haven't touched Burger King in a very long time.
What made you change?
I just got sick of it. I just didn't like it. Yeah. I don't know.
They've changed practically their whole menu. Their fries aren't the same when we were 12. Their chicken nuggets, they used to have the chicken nugget, like, crowns. Now their chicken nuggets are like almost identical to McDonald's, I think.
But I never hit Wendy's. Like Wendy's is slowly becoming my favorite fast food place. Yeah. The difference is price. Like McDonald's is just so much cheaper. Like it's just so
much
cheaper.
Yeah, but they're all cheap.
Yeah, no, but
Chick-fil-A is kind of
price. What I literally love about McDonald's is the dollar soda.
Yeah.
It depends where you go because I've realized I've been hitting different McDonald's and sometimes the large is $1.50 and sometimes the large is a dollar. But for the longest time, every McDonald's, every size fountain drink was a dollar.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the best promotional thing I've ever seen before. And I love that. But like if I go to Wendy's, the large is like $3.50. Like that's a $2 jump where if your meal's only like $7-$8, like that's a big chunk of it. So, but the burger and stuff, I really do like Wendy's. I think it's becoming my new favorite. It's just a lot more expensive.
Yeah, I'm in the same position there.
Where are you at with like French fries sizes? All right, my list real quick. Chick-fil-A 1, McDonald's 2, Burger King 3. I had all 3 today, actually.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
That would have been crazy.
I'm just kidding.
Wait, so there...
did a taste test sample.
We
got to do that for an episode.
We can. There's a guy...
Yeah, gained 10 pounds.
I've been following on YouTube recently, and he does all this food like stuff. What's crazy is I love these YouTubers who have these weird stories. Like this guy I've been following, he does food, and he's a chef, but he's been doing a lot of fast food content. He went to Harvard. I was like, this just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, no.
Right? And then we talked about Mark Rober, and Mark Rober was a NASA engineer. And like he quit, and now he does YouTube, and he's really good at YouTube. But it's just funny. It's like, hey, man, like I just graduated from Harvard, and like now I do YouTube.
Now I do
it just
YouTube
doesn't
and
make
test
any
fast
sense
food.
To me.
They're just doing what they love.
But he's really good at it. So he does like, he tastes like sauces, or he finds like the best shake. and he goes to all these places. So,
back to French fries.
Yeah, what's
recently
French
I've been going to Chick-fil-A, and they're not like filling up my French fries all the way.
You should complain.
Are the small? I should write a letter.
Just be like, hey, can you take this back? I need you to fill it up, sir. You ate half already.
Oh, you know what? Before we get into the fries thing, I went to Chick-fil-A like Saturday. Yeah, and the guy came out and he said he gave me my meal because I got carry out. He said, "Enjoy." I fired back with, "You too." That's not.
Oh, it's the best when you do that.
He's walking away. I'm like, God damn it. I usually never get got with that. But he said, "Enjoy." And I said, "You too." And I was like, motherfucker.
He joins you in the car. He starts eating it with you.
I almost got out of the car and ran and said, I did not mean to say enjoy.
Enjoy your movie. Enjoy your movie.
I hate that. I fucked that up. It never happens to me. But do you believe that a small fry at McDonald's is the same size as if you were to get a large?
No, absolutely not.
Well, there's people that actually believe that.
The large at McDonald's is actually way too many fries. I've looked at it. It's just, it's way too
large. A small is perfect.
Yeah. I used to love when they did the dollar fry. I don't know if they still do it. I don't know. The dollar fry was like the best. It was like, hey, that's what my mom used to do. Instead of the kids' meal, it was like, hey, you get this and you get a dollar fry. And then it was like, perfect.
I can't do large because I won't eat it all in one sitting. And by the time
it's too many
fries.
By
the time you're at the end, it's like, it's gotten that soggy texture and it's just not that great.
All right. Last one, Paul. Losing my voice.
All right, we're going
getting deeper.
We're going YouTube.
Keep it together. You got another show.
We're gonna do YouTube here. Three YouTube creators that are pretty big in the space: Logan Paul, Mr. Beast, and Dude Perfect.
I don't watch any of them, to be honest.
That's crazy.
I watch like some Logan Paul clips, but I'm gonna go Mr. Beast one. I appreciate he's the king of YouTube. Number two, I'm gonna go Dude Perfect. I've seen that they're
building a new headquarters.
Yeah, and they're having like people on during games.
So, did you watch Thursday Night Football? Like this week.
This Thursday? Well, Dude Perfect does something, right?
They did. The thing, I was at the World Series, so I don't know what happened.
I don't think I watched.
But they did. They were working with Amazon and Amazon Prime, like doing the broadcast of that game, and they brought on like Dak Prescott.
Oh, I saw that. He was shooting like a 3-point contest.
And they had Drew Brees on, like virtually. And they did like a whole show during, I guess it was like the commercials of the game or something.
No, they might have been just watching the game as like a Dude Perfect cast. It's like the new thing to do. Like I watch the Pat McAfee show on a daily basis. They're doing that like, Pat, watch the college football game with us. And then they'll be on the screen with the game going on. And then they'll have like interviews of
they have like commentary.
Athletes who went to that. But they don't do like a play-by-play. They'll just react to like what's going on as if you're like watching the game with us. It's like a live stream. It's like, oh, watch the game with me and Paul. So me and you sit on the couch. Yeah. We're watching the game. We're reacting to what's happening in the game, but we're not necessarily color commentating, doing a play-by-play.
That's I mean, so movies have been doing that for a very long time, though.
Have they?
Like if you can have like an audio commentary, if you can have like the director or like the lead of the movie on. And some of the special features on like a DVD disc or whatever, they'll have like audio commentary and it'll have the director. And you'll watch the entire movie with the director like talking about things like how they shot it or like different things like inside jokes or difficulties. Like, no, it would be part of like the special features.
That's
that
far.
If you had like a DVD. I've really never done it. I think I did it with one of the Marvel movies.
I feel like that'd be
once.
Tough, though.
You watch the whole movie with them. It's kind of interesting. And I know YouTubers, for example, there's a YouTuber I follow. Her name's Grace Randolph. And she's been doing movie YouTube for a really long time. And she's a thing called like Watch Club or whatever. And you pay like $5 a month. And she does like 2 or 3 movies a month. And you get to watch the movie with her. You have to pay for the movie yourself or you have to own it. But she's like, here, I'm going live at 7 o'clock. We start the movie at 7:05. And I'll tell you when to start the movie. And then you watch her as like a live stream. But you guys both watch the movie at the same time and she'll like say, oh, I really like this. Or she'll like commentate on the
movie. Why can't they just pre-record that?
She could if she wanted to, I guess.
It's probably like less money if she did that.
But because she has the chat going up. So the chat.
So
like,
she'll answer like live chats.
Yep, she'll answer live chats or like, you know.
That's a new thing
cool.
to do.
You know what I mean?
Like the Mannings, Eli Payne Mann, the Manning cast. It's like they have Monday Night Football. They have guests on.
Does Barstool do that?
They do that for like every game, basically, like every big game or
saying,
like every
right?
college football game day. They'll set up cameras, but they're not like structured, if that makes sense. Like they don't have like scheduled guests.
They just
don't
sit
have
there.
Like they just sit there and react. And then they're lucky enough if the game's close, they have a couple like they make sure they have the right people in the room where it's like, okay, this guy's a Mets fan, this guy's a Phillies fan. If something goes wrong for the Phillies, we know this guy's gonna react. to this guy. So then it's going to be good content. Then we hit cameras with this. Then we have a moment. So it's like fucking 4 hours of filming just for like 30-second TikTok.
I saw something with the Houston Astros, and it was this girl who was like a Houston fan. Yeah, I was like, who are you? I had no clue who this was. I'm like,
Tico, Texas.
They definitely don't. Is that who she
was? That's her name. Yeah. She's not like, big on Barstool.
Yeah. I was like, they definitely did not have a Houston fan.
But they bring her in because they have like a couple of Phillies guys who they know will piss her, who she'll piss them off. And they'll get a reaction. But yeah, it's a new thing. Like, Dude Perfect, I saw they were doing it. I didn't check out their stream specifically.
Interesting, for sure.
But Mr. Beast 1, Dude Perfect 2, Logan Paul 3. I saw he just had, like, a giant WWE match, Logan Paul.
It's just this idea of creators, like, growing exponentially. Like, Dude Perfect has their new headquarters, which is supposed to be, like, $100 million or whatever. And then, like, they're doing these things with these casts with Dak Prescott, like professional athletes on Amazon Prime. And then you had like Jimmy, who's Mr. Beast, who's doing a lot of these new products. And then you have like Logan, who is now becoming this like larger figure trying to go into different industries.
But he's like, he had a WWE match and like he was like fighting Roman Reigns, who's like the number one WWE star, like main event at, it wasn't WrestleMania, some WWE event. But then like, it's cool watching because Logan Paul was a YouTuber and then he's like in this match. And then, like, his friends who do Impulsive with him were, like, their stage side. And then they were, like, incorporated into the match. Like, what's that guy, Mike Malayak or whatever the fuck his name is? They, like, got him and brought him into the ring, and they start hitting him. Logan Paul, I saw, you probably like this because you like the, like, cameras and, like, footage of, like, an event. He, like, had a selfie stick and, like, jumped from the top ropes with the selfie stick. And it was, like, a different angle of the match. He actually, like, tore his ACL and MCL in that match. So he's probably going to be out for a while. But to see these creators just like, even his brother Logan, Jake Paul's boxing MMA fighters. It's like once you can become a creator, you can pretty much, Mr. Beast doing products, chocolate bars.
The world is
your oyster once you get some following.
It's starting from one entity, say YouTube, for example. It's growing that and then you can branch off.
Dude Perfect with trick shots.
But even if you think, I thought about Mark Cuban the other day. I was like, we only know Mark Cuban because of Shark Tank. But Mark Cuban has so many different verticals, and then now he owns the Mavericks. But it's like we were introduced to him, everyone mostly was through Shark Tank, and then now he owns all these companies, and now we know him for a lot of things, and we know him for the Mavericks, and it's like, right? So if you can get famous or you can do one thing really, really well, it allows you to branch off into different categories. So
make us famous. Life's a Party. You know us from Life's a Party, the OG listener fans who listen weekly.
If you
we appreciate
like
and
our show, support us any way you can. Give us a big thumbs up. Give us 5 stars if you're listening on an audio platform. Or just tell your friends, because that really does it. If we can get more listeners, that kind of thing. We appreciate the support. As always.
Use it. Take us out.
Peace, baby. See ya.
Later.